Score one for Roland Burris on his first road trip to Washington. Looks like he's doing pretty well in Washington, but he's back home for a contest in the home stadium there in Springfield, Illinois. And joining us for a further discussion of the Roland Burris drama is Amanda Vinicky, our pal from Springfield, Illinois, State House reporter for Illinois Public Radio, WUIS. Amanda, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
So Burris is back to testify in the impeachment drama that's going on in the legislature. What is Burris's play here? Is it to defend himself or to take down Blagojevich, to help the Illinois legislature take down Blagojevich?
You know, I think at this point he's probably worried about himself. And I think he does have some questions to answer. You have Republicans who called him to come before this committee in the first place. And they say that they want to hear from him about the at least $20,000 in campaign contributions that he's given to Blagojevich over the years. And that doesn't count what is not yet public, because filings haven't had to be made, in terms of what contributions he's made in the past 6 months or so. They want to hear about connections between Burris's law firm and consulting firm and lobbying firm and Patty Blagojevich, the governor's wife. And there is a connection there with Burris's partner for this firm and him. Perhaps there are questions if he helped Patty Blagojevich get a job as a not-for-profit development director. There's all sorts of questions swirling around here in terms of, everybody says Roland Burris is a great guy, great public servant, but you do have Republicans raising some questions saying, wait a second, could there be a quid pro quo? We're talking about a governor who tried to sell a seat. How can we be guaranteed that that did not happen in this case with Roland Burris?
Well, this, if it gets really murky, will keep the Illinois legislature away from the main event, and that is getting around to dealing with Rod Blagojevich himself. And here, Republican Representative Susan Bassey is expressing some significant impatience that, you know, they're not moving faster on that. Listen.
He's been already cut off by the Homeland Security people. He's cost us 20-some million dollars because of his trials and tribulations. You guys, we're beating a dead horse here. For goodness sakes, let's get moving on this.
What does Representative Bassey want to get moving on?
You know, she wants to get moving on impeachment. I think that a lot of the lawmakers are hearing pressure from the public and saying, we need to get this guy out of here. And also you have legislators saying the longer that Rod Blagojevich is in office and maintains the power as governor to do things in terms of signing laws, appointing senators, budgeting, what have you, that the worse it is for the state. They say we need to get this embattled governor out of here and stop playing games. That, again, Representative Bassey is a Republican, and it was Republicans who called Burris and are kind of delaying it. The other delay, I guess, is that the impeachment panel is waiting to hear today as well from a judge if they will be allowed to have released to them some of the recorded phone conversations on which Governor Blagojevich is supposedly scheming for bribes,
right,
and such.
And
so
sort of
we're waiting
conflict
to hear if that'll be allowed.
That's the conflict with the federal investigation. All right, quickly, let's go back to scenarios. If Burris survives his interaction with the Springfield legislature on the question of his relationship with the governor, and the governor is impeached, does Burris get reappointed by the lieutenant governor, or do they find another candidate? How's this going to work really quickly?
It's all up in the air, and nobody really knows at this point. But I don't think so. I think the governor is governor right now. He has the legal rights. Right now, it's up to the Illinois Supreme Court to decide if the Secretary of State, Jesse White, has to sign this document to get Burris seated by the U.S. Senate.
So maybe it's score one for Burris in Springfield as well. Amanda Vinicky, thanks so much for being on the program. State House reporter for Illinois Public Radio, WUIS. Thanks, Amanda.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.